This morning we follow the Office of Matins on page 109. We begin with the confession of sin, and you may rise. Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from Your ways like lost sheep.
We have followed
the devices and desires. The Almighty and Merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to the deliver me. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, various psalms record a series of events from the history of Old Testament Israel. Psalm 78 is one of those. Another is Psalm 106. They provide poetic evidence of Israel's rebellion against God and God's remarkable patience with them. Here are a few verses from Psalm 106 highlighting the way that the Israelites responded so many times to how God had blessed and protected them. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies. They soon forgot His works. They did not wait for His counsel. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. Thus they provoked Him to anger with their deeds. Many times He delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. It is a sobering list of times when God's people, blessed richly with His protection, His mercy, His generosity, forgot Him, rebelled against Him, did not remember Him. This provides us some context for Psalm 103, where we are exhorted to avoid what? Forget not all His benefits. just weeks after their great escape from Pharaoh's army by the Lord providing a way through the waters of the sea, a clear and remarkable miracle bringing joy and deliverance to God's people, what do we find them doing at the foot of Mount Sinai? Dancing and partying around a golden calf, a symbol of a pagan god, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who had rescued them. They forgot. We who are the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve are a forgetful race. That is why we need this urging not to forget the Lord's benefits and blessings. To forget is to fall into ingratitude. And ingratitude can lead us into presuming that gifts are deserved. We may even conclude that they are nothing all that special. So why remember the giver with any real effort on our part? And so David, the great poet of Israel, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, provides a list for us of what God has done. It is a short list, but it is far-reaching. He tells us God forgives, God heals, God redeems, God crowns with mercy. These are words rich with the love of God for you, a love which he desires you to believe is for you. You have iniquities. David, in another psalm, describes how they trouble us. My sins are always before me. There is no let up. You are afflicted with the certainty of death. To dust you will return. You deserve destruction, natural disasters, wars, finally eternal death. Are these what God wants you to receive? No, God does not desire the death of the wicked, but that he should turn from his way and live. To point to these blessings of God for you is to point to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom you have life, forgiveness of sins, a place prepared for you in heaven. Do not forget these, but learn to rejoice in these freely given blessings. That is what this psalm presents to us. We have in this world the time to bless the Lord, O my soul. Many things distract us so that we too easily forget the benefits God gives. Grow in learning to remember God's blessings. Such remembrance is given to us in God's Word, the Holy Scripture which we hear. There you have laid out for you the work of your Savior Jesus Christ from that first promise in Genesis chapter 3 all the way to the end of Revelation, where we look for the second coming of Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, at the last day. There you are given the promise that God hears you when you pray, when you petition him for help against all that opposes you. Deliver us from evil. As you bring your requests to God, as you learn to trust the promises, you are learning to remember the ways of God working for you, though often unseen. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. A little bit later in this same 103, we hear, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Remember this. Your transgressions are gone. God has done it. And blessed are you who trust this truth from God to you. In Jesus, amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may rise. Let us pray. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, having safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.